Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. All right, let's take a look at the weekend football, which is just the pros. College is done. And for that, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you this fine day?
I'm doing terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Getting ready to go to New Orleans this afternoon. All right, we'll save the Eagles, but let's take a look at today's game. The first game, I believe, is Indy at Kansas City. A dome team, I will say this, because I always like, and it's going to be cold there, dome team outside. What do you think?
Dome team outside, three in a row on the road for the Colts.
Yeah.
Kansas City in a nasty mood probably doesn't make the best recipe for success for Indianapolis today, but you do have in this football game the hottest team in, I think, the National Football League in the Colts. They've won 10 of their last 11. More importantly, they've out-yarded 13 of the last 14 opponents. They're playing the best of anybody in the playoffs right now. And they're also really, really comfortable on this field at Arrowhead. They've won 7 of their last 8 games at Arrowhead, straight up and against the spread. Like I said, the biggest negative being 3 in a row on the road, which is a big hurdle for teams in the playoffs. We know the Chiefs haven't been the same since they let Kareem Hunt go. They're just 1-4 to the spread. And Andy Reid, you well know, he's really struggled in the postseason. At home in the playoffs, when his teams are out back-to-back wins, he's just 4-10 straight up into the spread, 0-6 at home. So bad numbers really on both sides of this football game here. But the bottom line to me when push comes to shove is you've got the hottest team in the National Football League as an underdog against a quarterback making his first start in the playoffs. That's really, really been troublesome this year. And, in fact, when they're at home, quarterbacks making their first starts, they're just 7-11 straight up and 4-14 to the spread. I'm going to play the Colts plus the points in this football game. I think the pressure is all on Kansas City.
All right. Now, the total, I think because of the weather and because of a dome team, I personally look at the under because it's a big number. Do you have an opinion on the total of that game?
I look at the under here as well. If you look at the way the Colts have been playing their football here of late, you know, they're not going out and playing smash-mouth football. They're playing good defense. They're the only team that's left in the playoffs that has a top 10 ranked defense. And I think it's the defense that's going to propel Indianapolis in this football game. It's certainly not going to be the defense that's going to help Kansas City in the game. But the combination of the pressure on Kansas City, the defense from the Colts, I think makes for a formula for an under in the football game.
All right, Dallas and the Rams.
Again, Dallas playing good football right now, the Rams not. And that's the common denominator of all four home teams playing this week. They're really in regression. They're not playing their best football. All road teams are playing their best football right now. That fits the mantra for the Dallas Cowboys here as well. Although Dallas has choked like a dog in the playoffs, which we are all well aware of. They've lost 7 straight playoff road games. On the road in the playoffs, going way back in my database, they're just 2-12 straight up. The Rams are playing a little bit better here coming down at the stretch. They want to cover their last 2 football games. The interesting thing here is you're taking a team from the NFC East and traveling out west to play on the site of an NFC West team. When you've done that, 10 of the last 11 times that teams have gone from the East to the West have lost those football games. And I don't see Dallas winning this football game here. If I had to play the game, I'd probably lean small to the Rams. But, again, it's another football game that in Dallas, I think they find ways more often not to choke than they do win football games. So my lean will be to the L.A. Rams in the contest.
All right, tomorrow the Chargers and the Patriots. And I can't get myself away from the Chargers. And the negative, obviously, is traveling back and forth twice from the West Coast to the East Coast and playing at one. But I can't get myself away from the Chargers, and I know you're not going to like that side.
No, I don't like this idea. I like the way they're playing football. I mean, you know, they're playing as good as anybody right now. They and the Colts, you know, could have that argument who's playing the best football right now. Again, the travel factor for the Chargers, the three in a row on the road, which is a real huge negative. Also, winning as a wild card underdog and then now playing in this division round as an underdog. Those teams are just 11 and 43. What I don't like here specifically is it's West Coast to East Coast, back-to-back weeks for the Chargers. And I think I agree with you. I think they foolishly didn't stay east when they won that football game. They went back home, so it's going to only add to the travel. Tom Brady at home has been spectacular, as we all know, 19-3 straight up in his career at home in the playoffs. But when he's been in this price range as a favorite of 6 or less points, he's won 5 of 6 games straight up and to the number here. The thing that gets me more to the Patriots than anything in this game is the fact that teams who got beat in the last year as a favorite in the playoffs, who open up in the divisional round at home with rest, are 22-2. Straight up an 18-5 to the spread. That favors the Patriots in this football game. I think the travel is going to end up doing the Chargers and in the contest. I'm going to lean with the New England Patriots in the contest.
Well, that's not good for the Eagles, that last stat you just gave, because New Orleans, didn't New Orleans lose last year? Yeah, they lost to Minnesota last year. So, all right, so look at the Eagles game.
But they weren't favored, so that's the key.
Oh, okay.
Right,
all right.
Go ahead.
No. So who do you like in the Eagles game? And I know there's a lot of numbers that go the other way.
Yeah, this is a game, just like we talked last week, you can make cases and sides for both football teams here. You've got 4 straight wins for the Eagles since Nick Foles has come along. They're basically playing with house money right now, are the Eagles. After they were 4-6 in the season, they find themselves one game away from being in the championship game. That's a lot of momentum to play with, and the team can come as loose and play as freely as they can and as good as they can. And they're playing with a healthy deck right now, a full deck of cards, and that's huge for this football team. We're seeing exactly what having healthy players means to the Philadelphia Eagles right now. Negative, obviously, 3 in a row on the road, 5 road games in 6 weeks. The Saints, the good thing for them is number one seeds of the NFC have been terrific in these division round games, 24-4 straight up and 18-10 to the spread. Really good that way. We all know Breeze and Peyton have not lost a game at home in the Superdome. They're 5-5 that particular way here. The thing that makes me concerned here is with the New Orleans Saints is the manner in which they smacked Philadelphia the first game here. And more importantly, they're laying more points now than they did the first time they played. And the first time they played, Philadelphia was a much healthier, better football team. New Orleans was playing certainly much better than they are right now. Bottom line to me, this game goes either way. I'm not surprised if either team wins this game. What I really like in the game is the over total in the contest. I think this game is a high-scoring football game here. And the makeup of, of that high scoring is the fact that when teams win games like the Eagles did last week and scored only 16 or fewer points, they tend to really fly over the total in their next playoff game. They come back to the norm offensively, and they kind of let loose a little bit defensively. So my side in this game is over, and I'm not surprised if either team wins this game.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll talk again next week and see if the Eagles are in fact, and if they play the Rams against either team because they're on the road, they'd be an underdog. But I remember the last time they played the Rams, it ended up at 14.5. It'll probably be no more than 7 if they play them this time. Okay. All right. If people are interested in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the internet, playbook.com. And good information in the App Store, Playbook Cube. Mark, have a great week, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Howard, have a safe trip. Enjoy the game. Be well. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.